Standing the Test of Time by Adam C. Olson, Church Magazines. Preserved through the centuries for our day, the Book of Mormon is helping Mexican youth build the testimonies they'll need to weather the storms of life. Resting on the stone steps of the ancient ruins of Xibalcaltun in Mexico, Sandra Hernandez and Miley Tolosa quietly consider the scattered ruins of a city nearly 1,500 years old. The silence around them is almost as heavy as the humid tropical air, but the peaceful moment doesn't last long. The silence shatters as Samuel Hernandez comes hooting and hollering out of the thick jungle, which grows right up to the edge of the small pyramid. His friends, Jorge Tolosa and Wilbert Agosta, follow right behind him. "Oh, I thought I was going to die," he laughs as he throws himself down onto the steps and tries to catch his breath. Picking their way through the jungle, Samuel and his friends had been making their way toward a partially overgrown structure when they startled a flock of hidden birds. The birds weren't the only ones startled. "Oh, my heart," Samuel says, laughing. Testimonies preserved. Samuel Miley and other youth from the Canic Ward, Merida, Mexico Central Stake, are spending the day exploring some of Mexico's ancient ruins. The Xibalcaltun is just one of the thousands of crumbling settlements left throughout the Americas by ancient inhabitants. The land from central Mexico to Honduras, also called Mesoamerica, has been home to many thriving civilians. On this trip to Xibalcaltun, the youth are grateful that ruins of some of their ancestors' cities have been preserved so they can explore where their ancestors lived. "It's interesting to learn what my ancestors did and what happened to them," says Jorge, a deacon. In the same way, these youth are thankful that the record of the family of Lehi has been preserved so they can learn from its teachings and experiences. "I'm grateful the Lord preserved the Book of Mormon for us to learn from," Jorge says. Many Nephite prophets, such as Nephi, Enos, and Mormon, prayed that the Lord would preserve their testimonies of Jesus Christ to help their descendants. See 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 21, Enos chapter 1, verses 16 through 18, Words of Mormon chapter 1, verse 8. As he promised, the Lord preserved their records and brought them to light again through the prophet Joseph Smith. Now the Book of Mormon is bringing the descendants of Book of Mormon peoples and other people from all around the world to Jesus Christ. "I'm so grateful for the Book of Mormon," says Carmen Hernandez, a Maya maid who hopes to thank the Book of Mormon prophet someday. "When I meet them," she says, "I will say, thank you for helping so many people find answers and come to Christ." See 2 Nephi chapter 33, verse 11, Jacob chapter 6, verse 13, and Ether chapter 12, verse 38. Strengthening Testimonies. While the testimonies of Christ recorded in the Book of Mormon were preserved by the hand of the Lord against the ravages of time, the ancient cities of Mesoamerica haven't fared as well. Time, the elements, and other factors have reduced some of the once great civilizations to rubble. Still, the youth, such as the group from the Canic Ward, enjoy visiting the ruins and imagining them bustling with people and wondering what it was like back then. It's awesome to see structures like those the people of the Book of Mormon may have built and lived in, Carmen says. Through their studies in seminary and Sunday school, the youth of the Canic Ward are trying to build testimonies of Christ that won't crumble and decay like the ruins around them. "As we've studied the Book of Mormon, my love for the book and my testimony of the Savior have grown," says Carmen. According to these youth, another major factor in strengthening their testimonies of Christ is going to the temple. Temples, ancient and modern. Many tourists come to southern Mexico, dubbed the Land of Temples, to explore the ancient ruins called temples because of their apparent religious uses. But for all the ancient temples surrounding them, the youth of Mexico are most excited about having their own Latter-day Saint temples, where they will make covenants with God and be married for all eternity. One of these is the Merida, Mexico Temple, completed in July 2000. It is only a 10 or 15-minute drive from where the youth in the Canic Ward live. "Everyone is so excited to find out we were going to get a temple," says Ismael Herrera, a priest. "Before, we had to travel to Mexico City." The youth had made the trip to the Mexico City Temple to perform baptisms for the dead, but that temple is located more than 16 hours away. "Our temple is so close," says Jorge. "There are so many more opportunities to go. In all the times we've been able to go to the Merida Temple, we could have gone to the Mexico City Temple only once or twice," agrees Carmen. "Having a temple here allows us to help a lot more people." Whenever the Lord has had a people, he has commanded them to build temples. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 124, verse 39. In the Book of Mormon, Nephi and his followers built a temple soon after leaving the families of Laman and Lemuel. See 2 Nephi chapter 5, verse 16. King Benjamin taught his people at a temple. See Mosiah chapter 1, verse 18. Alma and Amulek taught in temples. See Alma chapter 16, verse 13. And Christ appeared to the people gathered at the temple in Bountiful. See 3 Nephi chapter 11, verse 1. These Mexican youth have read about the temples of the Nephites. They visited the ruins of ancient temples. Now they have a dedicated temple in their own area. They love going to their modern temple. It's peaceful. It's quiet. Like the ruins of ancient temples, it seems untouched by the outside world. But in this temple, they can feel something they don't feel anywhere else. "This is the house of the Lord," says Jorge. Sidebars. The Book of Mormon adds up. 239 chapters in the Book of Mormon. 77 verses in the longest chapter, Jacob chapter 5. 2 verses in the shortest chapters, 3 Nephi chapter 30 and Moroni chapter 5. 3,925 references to the Savior in the Book of Mormon, or one reference every 1.7 verses. 5,000 copies of the Book of Mormon made in the first printing, March 1830. 108,936,922 copies printed from 1830 to 2002. 103 languages in which all or part of the Book of Mormon is available. 1,353 times the phrase, "It came to pass," appears in the Book of Mormon. Book of Mormon promises. As members of the church all over the world study the Book of Mormon this year in Sunday school, each of us can gain or renew our testimony of the book's truthfulness through prayer. See Moroni chapter 10, verses 3 and 4. President Gordon B. Hinckley has said, "Without reservation, I promise you that if you will prayerfully read the Book of Mormon, regardless of how many times you previously have read it, there will come into your homes an added measure of the Spirit of the Lord. There will come a strengthened resolution to walk in obedience to His commandments, and there will come a stronger testimony of the living reality of the Son of God." The Power of the Book of Mormon, Ensign, June 1988, page 6. End of sidebars. End of the article, Standing the Test of Time, by Adam C. Olson, Church Magazines.